From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. and Chinese officials sat down for another round of negotiations last week, and American farmers believe their sector will be a winner in the end. According to Agriculture.com, by a 3-to-1 ratio, producers polled for Purdue's monthly Ag Economy Barometer say they expect the dispute, which has stunted ag exports, will be resolved in a way that benefits U.S. producers. 45% say a settlement with China is likely before July 1st, while some 68% expect farm exports to increase over the next 5 years. A new USDA study finds greenhouse gas emissions from corn-based ethanol are about 39% lower than gasoline, and when refined at natural gas-powered refineries, the greenhouse gas emissions are around 43%. AgriMarketing.com reports Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says these findings provide further evidence that biofuels from America's heartland reduce greenhouse gases even more than we thought and are more efficient and effective. The study supports other findings that ethanol has a significantly better greenhouse gas profile than previously estimated. The Bayer National Pollinator Forage Initiative, Feed a Bee, has announced it has reached a goal of awarding grants supporting diverse forage for honeybees and other pollinators in all 50 states. The 50th recipient awarded recently was Gateway to the Arctic Camp in Talkeetna, Alaska. Bayer's Dr. Becky Langer tells AgWire.com, "We're proud to have awarded more than $650,000 for pollinator-focused planting projects over the past 3 years." With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.